call the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpeckers.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any bunch of people being compared to woodpeckers?
No.
Okay. What do you call the kind of black and white animal that has a powerful smell?
Polecat.
Okay.
Skunk, polecat, okay. And mink.
What?
Mink's red.
Is it the same thing?
No, they don't. They smell all right, but the polecat is black and white. Uh-huh. They look pretty red, white rings around his tail. My husband trapped many of them.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
Bad.
Had to bury the clothes that he trapped in.
I guess.
And then I'd have to wash them and then he'd wear them down to the trap again.
Yuck. If you boil them, would it get the smell out?
I don't want to get the smell out, I got to clean out.
Yeah.
And it didn't smell so bad.
Yeah.
Because I boiled them in lye soap.
Oh, yeah.
Homemade lye soap.
Well, I'd do it if anything would, I guess. What kinds of animals come and raid hen roosts?
You know what?
Raid hen roosts? Come and get your hens?
Yep, polecats and possums. Possums are bad about that.
I didn't know possums would do that. What else? Is there anything else to do that?
Mink or any kind of wild animal like that will come in there and get your chickens to Jerry. And then we got an old chicken snake that will come in there and suck all the eggs out from under her nest.
Yeah. What'd y'all do about that?
Kill him.
Well, you had to catch him first, didn't you?
Yeah, but we always got the snake.
Yeah.
And we might there caught the puff in the paint. And the mix and things. We used to live where there's lava.
Yeah.
And I can smell a polecat here sometimes.
Yeah.
Where he's at, but I smell him right here at this house sometimes.
Ooh.
There's one around here somewhere, but I don't work.
I don't know how he'd want to stay in town like this.
One right under one of these big houses, I imagine.
Yeah.
And then they've got a pile of bricks back here. They're getting pretty well out now.
Huh?
Big pile of bricks, and then this other fella on this side of him has got a pile of rotten lumber.
Oh, well.
I was reading this too, it's under such a mess as that.
Uh-huh, yeah, got a place to hide there.
Uh-huh.
What do you call those little bushy-tailed animals that run up and down trees?
Little squirrels. I've got a bunch of them here.
You do? What kind? They're different kinds?
Little brown squirrels. Well, they're different kinds, but I've got some little wild brown squirrels that goes up and down that pecan tree. And I don't know whether that bowl is still up there or not. There's a bowl there my husband put up there on the tree that we put pecans in there for them to eat.
Huh.
And they come down and get their pecans set up.
Break 1-9 for mushroom.
Eat them pecans.
What all different squirrels, different kinds of squirrels are there?
I don't know. I've heard of them, but the little brown ones only out one other head in duty.
Yeah. What do y'all call the kind of thing? It's kind of like a squirrel, only it's got stripes down its back. It has a little bitty short tail and...
Groundhog.
Okay. How big is that thing?
Not that big around.
About what? An inch?
About
a couple inches around?
About like that around.
Uh-huh. How long are they usually?
About like that, and then you go down the hole.
What? 4 inches?
Yeah, we go down the hole.
Yeah, and they're cute.
Yeah, they're cute as they can be.
Yeah.
Get a bouncing up the side of the hole and look at you.
Yeah.
Just as sad as you.
Yeah, they are.
But you make a racket, they're gone.
Uh-huh, yeah. Let's see. Did y'all ever go fishing?
I made it out.
What kind of fish did y'all get?
Catfish, perch, and catfish, and perch, and that's what we mostly caught on the bank.
Mm-hmm.